The federal government is again under pressure from one of its own members to swiftly adopt some of the recommendations from the Trade Union Royal Commission. Liberal MP Dan Tehan wants unions to be banned from paying the court-ordered penalties for union officials who break the law. Mr Tehan is speaking to political reporter Susan McDonald.
We're seeing the union coming in and paying the fines of union officials. So rather than having the effect where they're punishing and trying to address lawlessness, they're actually doing the opposite. People are wearing these as a badge of honour. We cannot have people breaking the law with impunity in this country. We must do something about it.
How does this compare with the rules for corporations? Will we see one set of rules for unions and one set of rules for companies?
No, this would bring unions in line with how the Corporations Act works for companies. So it would mean that you were starting to see unions treated in the same way as companies are. So it actually is a good measure in that regard, in that it brings unions further to account as to how public companies are dealt with.
Now, you also want the government to act on another recommendation of the Royal Commission, and that is to make it a criminal offence for a person who is disqualified from holding an office in a union to do so. Is that happening at the moment?
It is happening at the moment, and we must act in this case. The fact that you can be disqualified from holding a position in a union and there is no way to enforce whether you are in fact continuing in your role or not is simply not good enough. We must make sure that the law is tough in this area as well. We are seeing criminal organisations, we are seeing bikie gangs start to infiltrate the worst of our union movement because they are acting with outside the law.
Has the Prime Minister or Minister indicated to you that this will be part of the government's detailed response that it flagged it would announce early this year?
The Prime Minister and the Minister for Employment have said quite clearly that they want to beef up the Registered Organisation Bill. They want to make sure that we address lawlessness within the union movement. I am confident that they will look very seriously at all the recommendations of the Hayden Royal Commission because they understand this is an issue we need to address. My hope is that Bill Shorten also understands that this is a serious problem and will act in a bipartisan manner with the government to address this situation.
Now, on the CFMEU itself, the Royal Commission didn't recommend that it be delisted. It pointed out that it is set to merge with the MUA under a new banner and therefore cease to exist. Is that where the matter should end?
Well, what I had in mind here is that if a union has broken the law, and quite clearly broken the law, then there should be a restriction on them being able to amalgamate with another union. Because the worry is that when you get militant unions like the CFMEU and the MUA joining to become a mega union, if they are going to continue to defy the law, they are going to be holding the nation to ransom.
That was Liberal MP Dan Tehan speaking to Susan McDonald.